Another angry night in Loudoun County, Virginia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Your policies are now more of a threat to my children's long-term well-being, health, and potential than COVID ever was.
As parents like him spoke out against masks at a school board meeting, a procession of suspended students served members with cease and desist affidavits, urging them to comply with Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's order allowing kids to opt out of wearing masks in school. Virginia's legislature is expected to approve an opt-out law with some Democrats in support, while two more Democrat-led states get ready to lift or revise mask mandates. Fox's Evan Brown has this update live.
Yeah, Dave, New York and Illinois are joining California, Connecticut, Oregon, and Delaware in doing away with those masking orders. Each of those states are led by Democratic Party governors who, for much of the pandemic, championed the ongoing mask policies. The policy changes come amid signs that public sentiment is shifting, though case numbers in many of these states are starting to level off from the Omicron variant surge. But the CDC is still saying now is not the time to ease those mandates, Dave.
Evan, Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who faced a lot of criticism for her COVID restrictions, could have been hurt by them. A second man expected to plead guilty today in the alleged plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer and could help prosecutors in the trial against four others next month. Amid the ongoing surge of migrants coming to America, the Biden administration is working on a new way to deal with them.
Put more illegal immigrants on the streets rather than in detention centers, focusing on the population of single adults that is normally detained. Now will target in its pilot program cities including Baltimore and Houston, releasing about 100 to 200 single adult migrants with ankle monitors or other tracking devices, and they must be home from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Team USA's finally struck Olympic gold. Lindsay Jacob Ellis got the gold in snowboard cross. The Americans now have 7 overall medals. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There are mixed reviews among Republicans to what the National Committee did the other day, censuring Congressman Adam Kinzinger and Congresswoman Liz Cheney for helping Democrats investigate last year's Capitol riot, probing several Republicans and former President Trump.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says the Republican National Committee should not single out Republicans like Representative Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger over their membership on the Select Committee investigating January 6th.
We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik says Republicans condemn all violence.
The RNC has every right to take any action, and the position that I have is that you're ultimately held accountable to voters in your district, voters who you represent.
There has been a push by some House Republicans to expel Cheney and Kinzinger from the conference. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could surge a second straight day. Dow futures at more than 200 points. Baseball is still in limbo, with major league owners locking out players after the union's contract expired in December, so spring training in the season is on hold. But one player who had been suspended hopes this will let him pitch again.
In his first public remarks since being placed on administrative leave by Major League Baseball, Trevor Bauer spoke on the sexual assault accusations that were levied against him last year, for which he has now been cleared by L.A. County prosecutors.
I had consensual sex with this woman on two occasions at my residence in Pasadena, during which we engaged in rough sex.
Bauer on his YouTube channel, the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher also fired back at what he saw as a smear campaign against him online.
When she left, she certainly did not look anything like the photos that were later attached to her family court declaration and circulated by her lawyers to the media.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A blowout in the NBA. Boston beat Brooklyn by 35 points. The Celtics' sixth straight win. The Nets' ninth loss in a row. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown. A contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.